Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be back with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. And we pray you will come back for more. Give us a like, share, and follow. Tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us. And we pray you continue to come back. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink. You know the routine. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Y'all, I have been on a hiatus for about a month. July 26th was the last posting, so I have not posted anything since August. I've been out. I've been out of town. I've been meditating. I've been bombing it, actually, you know, just all of that, a little rest. But I wanted to get back on, and I've been praying about it, and I told my daughter today, I said, I got to get back on there, and I got to post, and I got to do my podcast. And so, but I can honestly tell you here lately in this climate, in this season that we're in, i.e. this political season, i.e. just life in general, has just had me in thought about a whole lot of things, thinking about life, about people, and just how mean spirited and evil these days are, and that these days are becoming. So sometimes the devil can try to play with you, and he can discourage you and go, hey, it doesn't matter what you're doing or what you got planned. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to solve it. And these people are going to be this way forever. So today I don't have a specific topic. It's just a welcome back kind of sort of thing. And just to get into what we will be talking about soon. And a lot of times, a lot of things that go on bring you to certain places in your life where you go, okay, Lord, enough is enough. And I'm obedient to what you've called me to do. And then sometimes God can bring a shift into the things that, or the way that we think something should be orchestrated, or the way we think something should be done. And it's not. So even in this podcast, you know, trying to help women, for women, by women. And I watch Shreveport. I've watched this whole little thing as 50 Cent comes to Shreveport trying to, well, people think, save Shreveport. You can't save cultures and mindsets. They have to do that themselves. But anyway, long story short, I was looking at this young man, which prompted me to get on tonight. He's going through some troubling times, and he's having some financial difficulties. He's having some issues and things in life. And then it just prompted me to think back to this generation, this millennia, and the people that are here in the world today. Have you ever gotten to that point where I guess you've gotten so accustomed to life, you've gotten so accustomed to the ways of life and things? So, and God is, he's amazing in everything that he does, though, y'all. But it will bring this pause for causing this shift in your life to go, wow, thought I'd never see that in my lifetime. Wow, didn't see that one coming. And I've been having those last month, I guess, was a lot of my wow moments where I just never thought that a lot of things that I'm seeing here today that I would have seen in my lifetime of being here on this earth. And I thought about the centurions, those that are over 100 who lived through slavery, who lived through the Great Depression, who just lived through many things that has gone on in life. And I'm just like, oh, wow. And I'm tripping, right? And these people have been through mass slaughters, murders, just hatred, killing. And Lord, we ain't far from the hatred now. Don't get it twisted. We're being murdered in broad daylight and people are getting off on it. You know, that's a whole different story. But this young man, let me get back to that because I'm not going to be on here long today, but I just wanted to say, hey, I'm back. We off this hiatus. We got to get on it. We have some work to do, Lord. There's work to do. And God is calling us to do things. in this generation, but he was just talking about his circumstances and his situation and how dire they were. He won't have internet tonight, blah, blah, blah. And I look at this generation who don't want to work. Y'all don't want to get out here and work no more than a man sitting on top of five moons. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, and you're not designed to be. You're not built for entrepreneurship. You wouldn't know customer service if it bit you in the butt, period, hands down. Y'all are horrible. And if you're a Black-owned business, Lord, get you some friends and family to go in on it so y'all can buy bulk and you can stop charging $500 for a $5 product that you get mad that we don't buy from your tail because you're too high. But I say all that to say we've become so entitled in this world that there's no accountability for the things that we have. And the first thing y'all want to holler is inflation. Hell, inflation has nothing to do with the fact that you don't want to get off your tail and work. So you can inflate till Jesus come, or you can deflate this balloon. If you're not working, you're not producing any means of buy and exchange. So whether you were at a 2020 post or pre-2020, pre-COVID, you're still not going to have it if you don't want to get your butt up out of the bed to go and work. Y'all would rather sit on social media and beg for money and then get mad at your followers and tell them you're going to delete and block them from an account because they're not giving you a piece of change to sit on your ash can, as my daddy say, to do absolutely nothing. You really think I'm going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go work all day and come back just to be entertained by you to give you my money so you don't have to get up and do nothing but sit in front of a computer screen all day? Y'all have life so messed up. Lord, so messed up. So, you know, we have issues with this generation not wanting to work, this generation not wanting to be accountable. You got this time in our life where the mammies are worse than the children, and that's why the children are like that. This shooting in Georgia is a prime example. This young man's father is now charged. I'm having a hard time with it, though. But he's charged with manslaughter, murder, cruelty to children, and I'm at work. Now, as a working mother, and I do everything I can to provide and protect and take care of, you won't come slide me in the jail cell. And I didn't pull not, and I know it's not correct, I didn't pull not nail trigger. I get it. You know truancy. If your kids don't go to school, I get that. I get it. But when we put our paws on them, when we put these hands on them, y'all want to put us in jail. See, and that's the Bible speaks of that. If you beat them, they won't die. They won't die. They won't die. So you put restraints on people, you block them from everything that they can do to raise these children. Now, these are the decent people I'm talking about, not the mammies that will put an iPad or a phone in front of somebody's face to keep them busy, or because she's broken with trauma and still have trauma bonds in her life, she's too busy running behind Pookie and Ray Ray that she'll give up her whole child and everything else and her firstborn and the lastborn to come to be in some man's presence because she's broken, you know. And that's another unfortunate thing, because we carry so much brokenness. We don't relate and know who we are and know what our value is in this lifetime. And you got these old busters out here who he just like his no good daddy, cheating and doing whatever else. So, you know, it's a lot of issues, but at some point we can talk about these issues again till Jesus come. But at some point we all have to be accountable. We all have to hold each other accountable. We all have to get up off the couch, stop eating your bonbons and your juice or drinking or having your sip and sack, what it called, sips, whatever it's called, and be responsible. Now, if you don't want these children, suit up for the game. You can get helmets for free at the health unit and distribute them as you will. I don't understand how y'all cheat and then y'all just go in this thing with that little one-eyed monster not covered at all. And then you get pregnant by somebody else and want to tell the husband it's there. Y'all are trifling. to say the least. Ain't nothing changed in a month. I can tell you that. It's getting progressively worse. But we still know God is in control. We still know that God is not mocked. We still know that none of this catches him by surprise. We still know that hatred still exists. We still know that this life is where it is as a result of what we've done to get it this way. So there's a lot of dynamics and things at play here, but make no mistake, we have to do better. We need to do better. And as it relates to this political season, y'all better do better anyway. Y'all better take a hard look at life. You better take a hard look. If not, let me give you this one thing, because I'm not going to get into it with you, because you know I can get down with the best of y'all. But let me just give you the one thing why some people say they're voting even for Trump. Trump going to give us that money and Trump going to get us jobs. Why does it matter to you when you don't want to get your ass out of bed anyway? You ain't going to go work on the first job he plant down here. And if you're speaking of that little $1,200 stimulus check, really? You're going to vote somebody in for 4 years to get stimulated for one time for $1,200. Make that make sense. The things that people say and do, it's not even logical. We don't even have a thought to that. You don't fall into the income bracket where you would get any of the perks and benefits from anything, let alone a stimulus check, whatever you call it, and things like that of that nature. Y'all don't even file taxes. But I digress. But anyway, we got a lot. There's a lot wrong. There's a lot we have to look at. There's a lot that needs to be said. There's a lot that we need to do. And a lot of us, myself included, I included, and I'm here to say there's a lot we need to take a stand on, a lot of issues and a lot of things that we need to help out. Lord, if we want to, the Bible said, if my people, who are called by his name. So a lot of that has to do with us that stand in here who are professed to be Christians, who profess to know the Lord and love the Lord and say, well, Lord, I trust and I believe. You know, it's a lot that we have to do. He didn't say them. He said his people. So, but let me read this to you before I go. He said, and this is from 2 Chronicles. You know, the go-to is 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. But let me get a little bit back before that. And go. Let's start at verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Verse 13 says, if I shut up heaven, there would be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. So, and if you listen to that, there's nowhere in that prayer that indicates that he's talking to unbelievers. He's talking to the believers. He said, if my people, so if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, if we would. So when we get into that, it's just one of those, the key to understanding any verse of that scripture is to get the context. It's all of this is to context. So we have to understand that this was after Solomon dedicated the temple and the Lord appeared to him that night and said it. And so it's just one of those things. We have to recognize the warning. We have to recognize the signs. We have to look also into the things, and there's also a part in there about blessings and curses, and what happened to those blessings and curses if we don't do the things that we're supposed to do. So, but 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a promise to the ancient Israel, perhaps even modern day Israel, that if they will repent and return to the Lord, he'll rescue them. But many Christians in the United States have taken this as a rally cry for something else. But we have to understand, we have to humble ourselves as Christians, pray, seek, repent, and then he'll heal the land. And so we don't want to get it twisted or out of context, but we got a lot of healing to do. And this land got a lot of hurting. America has a lot of blood on its hands. You know, that's a lot of blood on your hands, America. I just, you know, oh, another time perhaps. But anyway, we're back at any rate. I just wanted to hop on and say hello, just to welcome everybody back to the podcast, and pray God that, you know, all has been well. Praying that if you've had any issues in life, we pray for healing. We pray for speed of recovery. We pray if there's any loss that in grieving, Lord, we pray God's hand upon you and your family. But we love you, and we are back, and I'm excited about the things that God is gonna bring to the podcast. And I just pray that in even in this new season, that we can save lives, that we can change things, and we can all heal. Love you.